Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you again for joining us on this Monday night. My sister, my friend, internet radio show here to encourage our sisters. We want to provide an arena for them to voice their opinions and concerns in a godly way. We want to provide resources, information, and introduce new and existing women ministries to all of our sisters. We want to help where we can. Also, we are here to provide inspiration to our sisters when they need uplifting. We want to let them know that we care and that we are concerned about whatever they're going through. We don't judge. We just want to help. We thank you for joining us. We pray that you had a very wonderful, wonderful weekend and enjoy today, the first day of the week, which is Monday, and got through your day today. Today, we're just going to come to you and give you a little information from our president who sponsors our show, my sister, my friend, Miss Beverly from Granny's Place. She's going to update us today on what's going on with Granny's Place and give us some information and tell us all about what's going on. Go ahead, Beverly, and say good evening to our listening audience.
Oh, good evening, everyone. That's doing so many things these days. It's kind of hard to keep up sometimes. Last year, I prayed and asked God to open up doors of opportunities for Granny's Place, and he's done just that. He always said to be careful asking God what you want, because he will send you more than sometimes than you can handle, but it just appears that way to us, but it's never more than he can handle. So we had a call previously to help donate some books, but then we got a call from a young lady who managed some apartments in Pleasant Grove, Creekside Villa, to provide a literacy program there for the adults and for the children. And so on January 9th of 2016, we started a literacy program on the Creekside Villa apartments at 378 North Jim Miller Road in Dallas, Pleasant Grove area. So very excited about going over there and working with those adults, providing job training, helping those that are interested in getting their GED and other things that they might need, helping the children, giving them some activities on Saturdays. And so far we've had a lot of kids to come in and working with their alphabets, working with their reading, helping them learn how to draw. We're going to do some experiments working with STEM. We've got some teachers that are interested in coming on board. So we're very excited about this project, working with the apartment managers, and we've partnered with Hope, Desire, and Change, an organization located in DeSoto, and we've also partnered with First Free Will Baptist Church of Duncanville. We'll be using some of the members there from that church to be coming over and giving us some of their time to help the kids read. And then we've got My Neighbor's House, which is located in Lancaster. Their president is helping us with the outreach ministry part of it. So we're very excited about what we're doing in that area. We will be hoping to partner with a couple of the organizations around there, maybe a couple of the churches or the school over there, Frederick Douglass, so that we can host a health fair on July 9th. We've already got a schedule with Parkland Hospital where they'll do free mammograms for the women 35 and older. And we're looking at inviting the American Diabetes Association, which, along with some other organizations, so that we can provide free health care to some of the residents over there. We talk to some and we find out that some have some transportation problems and other issues. And so we're hoping to be able to provide this health care for the residents that live in that community so that they'll get their mammogram and their vision tested and diabetes and get their blood pressure checked and different other things, and provide them with other information that they need to that can help them. For like some of the senior citizens will be able to provide. There's a fund that helped them with their medications. We have some residents that may be going through certain health problems, and we'll be looking for agencies that will be able to assist them. So we're very excited about this project, going over there to provide assistance to the residents, in, not only in Creekside, but residents in the other apartment complexes that are nearby.
Wonderful.
Are you still there?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, I had to mute back in. Yes, we are so excited about the up-and-coming things that we're doing, and I wanted to piggyback on some of the activities that we are going on in the Creekside Villa. We also have Minister Lewis, who does a show on Saturday mornings, talking to young men and men in general about the things in life, and he's agreed with us to open up his computer courses again and start training young men and women on the mechanics of a computer, doing the internal parts of it. He doesn't do the applications, but he's starting to develop classes for the younger little boys and little girls that want to know the intricate workings of a computer. He's also going to be mentoring any young men that come in that need to just have somebody to talk to or have somebody to confide in. So we have Minister Lewis doing that. We have myself. Is going to be doing the outreach and mentoring of the young women of the complex and working with the children also with any needs and questions or problems or issues that they may have. We are also going to do adult literacy and along with the kids' literacy also, teaching the young kids and even adults that need to learn how to read, how to go ahead and get strong in their reading and their comprehension skills. And we're just excited about just helping our sisters and brothers to advance themselves to and we get in a just basic round and round spiral. We just keep going round and round in the same circle. And we're here to try to promote our sisters and brothers up. We're here to try to help them to advance themselves. That's what we'll be trying to do at the Creekside Villa Apartments in Pleasant Grove. And we want to let you know that we're here to help you. If any of you are listening, we passed out some cards and some information. You're going to be able to refer the young ladies that need to get their GED to some people who know how to help them do that, to interview for jobs. We are having a training to dress for, what is it, dress for success?
Dress for success?
Yes,
you're
dress
cutting
for
in
success.
And out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to be able to just do some. Oh, also, Beverly, tell them about the resource center that we're going to implement.
We're going to partner with the Texas Department of Health and Human Resources, Texas Department of Health and Human Services. They have a partnership where a community organization, church, or any organization will provide a computer in one spot. And with that computer in the partnership, anyone that's receiving, whether it's federal help or state help, particularly state help, where it's like food stamps or any other TANF or Medicaid or anything, you can go on this computer line, which is open 24 hours a day, and you'll log on, and we'll have an administrator and other people that will work with you. And you can go on to residents over there at Creekside, and others will be able to come in. Someone will assist them and get on that computer and apply for benefits, check on the status of benefits, make applications or make appointments or anything of that sort on this computer that will be set up just mainly for that purpose. So we're excited about that partnership with Texas Health and Human Services to provide that for residents so that they don't have to try and make appointments all over town and try and get to those agencies. They'll be able to go into the rental office in the community room there, and they'll be able to go to that computer and log on and check their benefits, make appointments or whatever else they may need from the Texas Human Services. So we're excited about that project and being able to provide that service for the residents there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And also we'll have computers and printers for the residents that need to come in and update their resumes or even just do a resume. We're going to get some people involved in teaching them how to do a proper resume and how to write it and make it look good and able to sell yourself when you go for interviews. So we're just been excited about Creekside Village, Villa Apartments over in Pleasant Grove off of Jim Miller Road. So we're going to be over there trying to just do what we can to help the apartments and the community of that in that area. And also this weekend, Valentine's weekend, we are going to have a big Valentine's gala, where we're going to invite the residents out, where we're going to give them a little food for their nourishment for their body and try to get them involved in what we're doing over there and get them to come out and see what we're all about. We'll have just a little setup over there for them to hear about what we're doing, and we're going to feed them and make them happy on Valentine's Day. So if you know anybody that lives in those apartments or you just in the area, you want to check out Granny's Place Ministries and see what we're all about in the Villa Creek, Creekside Villa Apartments. Just come on by and help us celebrate what we're trying to do. And you might even want to volunteer. And for those that are listening by cyberspace on computer, or if you know anybody who would like to help, and we're taking volunteers. We're taking those who want to help strengthen and change your life or just be into mentoring or tutoring. We can use you. We can certainly we welcome you to come and be with us and help us out on what we're trying to do. If you live in the area, just come on by and just check us out and fill out your volunteer application and help us do what we need to do for our sisters and brothers in the community. Amen?
Amen. Amen. But all volunteers, we want to just let all volunteers know that we do a stringent background check on all volunteers within the first 30 days. So we want to make sure that we do everything decent and in order, and that all the children are safe and protected. We have mentors that we don't want to have any issues. So we just want to let everybody know that we always do background checks. There's nothing about to volunteer or anything, but we're just looking for the safety of our children. So don't be offended if we let you know we will be doing it. It's just for the safety of the children and the residents there. So it's all done with love and protection of our children.
Amen, amen, amen. And today. You know, today we can't be too safe today. And that's, like she said, this is for the safety of those that are involved. Also, we want to make sure we have the right people with the right background to help our community and to do the things that God has appointed them to do, because there are things that God has appointed us all to do, and we have to have the right spirit, the right motive, and the right credentials to do what we need to do for God's glory. So, like Beverly said, don't be offended if we ask you to take a background check, and we will be counting on you to be faithful to that. We're just excited about what's going. God's gonna help us do with this project. And once it takes off, we have been invited to start another program of the same nature at another complex. So we're gonna need you. We're gonna need our volunteers. We're gonna need people who want to help with a genuine heart and with love, because we're doing this in love. We don't want anybody to be hurt or shunned or talked about or judged because they don't have this or they don't know that. That's what we're gonna be there for, to lift them up, to teach them, to help them get on their feet and be productive citizens, and not be just hanging on to what they've been used to hanging on to and not be able to provide for themselves. We want to teach them life skills. We want to help them understand that they can get out of situations that they're in if they just put their mind to doing what they need to do. Because you got to have a lot of determination to lift yourself up. You got to have a lot of determination to want to get out the rigmarole that you're in, or something, the crisis that you're going through, because you can get out. With God's help and with our help, we can help you to do what you need to do in life to establish yourself and go forward and be productive. And that's our goal, is to help our brothers and sisters be productive lives and pull themselves up out of their whole doldrum and what they're in, to be better than what they are at the present time. So that's what Granny's Place is up to now. And I have a little announcement from our one of our co-hosts, Minister Randall. She has not joined us tonight as of yet. She was running a little late, so I'm going to tell you a little about what's going on with her and her ministry. The Ladder House, which our promotion says, we are a people predestined to restore virtue in a society bearing a spiritual and moral a message of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is our earnest desire to join our diverse generations for the purpose of connecting and developing other champions. In a technological advanced society, we deliberately create platforms, special events, seminars, conventions, and fellowships in which the wounded and unusually gifted can find aid and a place of appreciation. Our aim is to continuously create an environment of love, unity, faith, and victory in which all can discover the champion within. We invite you to be a part of this important project. Preferably, consider partnering with us as we build platforms where the true nature of God can freely be experienced and expressed by all. Is the LHNetwork@gmail.com. Predestined to Restore, Minister W.D. Randall. She is the Dallas director of the Ladder House, and they are looking for people to join in to help change their lives, to teach them to be leaders, to teach them to be advanced in their moral societies and just uplift the kingdom of God. If you know, you have been listening on various Monday nights. She's been giving us some inspiring information and lifting us up on how to be good leaders, how to let go of different issues that we have, just how to be better people of God. And the Letter House is calling on you to help yourself in those areas of leadership, those areas of letting things go through the Spirit of Christ, and just be a better person. And she probably will be with us next week, next Monday night. So join in with us and listen to what is inspiring information she'll have to give us. Last couple of times she was on, we talked about our youth and how to protect our youth and how to get them to be better individuals, how to keep them protected from the pressures of the world. And if you want, you can go back and listen to those topics. They are archived. As usual, you can listen to any of our shows that are archived. On Monday night, we have my sister, my friend, from 8 to 9 on this number at 310-982-4126. Then on Thursday nights, we have Domestic Violence with Wanda McKinley's talking about, We Are Survivors, and she talks about domestic violence on her show, but her show is at 6 on Thursdays at this same number. And then on Friday nights, we have LaShawn, who does a street talk, who talks to young people from the age of 17 to 35 about what's going on the real side, just the issues of young people in that age range and what they're doing and how they can handle the issues that they're going through. And then on Saturday mornings, we have Minister Joel Lewis, who's free on the inside from 8 to 9 a.m., and he just talks to everybody. He gets information from everybody. He spreads the knowledge of all the ministries that are going on in the community. He just talks to men about their issues and how to do different things and just different ministries that help our men to develop into better men. And this past weekend he had one of our partners, Mr. Clark, and they talked about men and how to be better men and better fathers to their children. And Mr. Clark has an organization. Beverly, do you know the name of his organization? I don't have it right here in front of me. Do you know?
No, not offhand. He and his wife work together on dealing with relationships and I think mentoring couples on relationship and dealing. I can't think what else, but I know they deal with relationships and did a lot of talking about abuse as well, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's where he gathers men together and just talk about different men issues. So tune in on Saturdays, those of you that are up and available, from 8 to 9 at our 310-982-4126 number, and just join us any of those nights of the week. We're getting ready to launch a young people's radio. We're going to try to focus from ages 9 to 17, that let them talk about what they're going through and talk about the issues that they're having in school, at home, and church, or wherever they're having issues or problems, or just want to discuss different things. And God has given us that to work on. So we're growing, we're trying to get the word out to the people that Granny's Place is moving on up. So I would like for you all to and go back and listen to some of our archive shows. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our website and Granny's Place. I mean, is it just gpministries.org, right, Bev?
It's www.granny'splace-ministries.org.
Okay, I thought you had changed that, but okay, I'm sorry. But you can contact us, and Beverly, tell them again.
www.granny'splace-ministries.org. So
okay,
if you just put in Granny's Place Ministries, it'll pull up.
Okay.
In the future,
okay,
we will be launching an app, a mobile app. In the near future, we'll be launching our mobile app so that you can get on and make donations and participate in the activities that we're doing this year. And so we're excited about that mobile app coming in the future. So look forward to our announcements about that mobile app.
Amen. Amen. And again, if you need more information about the Ladder House, you can go to thelhnetwork@gmail.com and check them out and see what they are all about. We're trying to lift the kingdom of God. So with that being said, Beverly, that's going to conclude our show for tonight. And we thank you for listening. We thank you for coming aboard. And if you have any information or if you have any kind of questions or comments, join us again next Monday night, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, and we'll have more information for you. We'll have a great show, so God bless each of you. And we are going to close with the word of prayer. Beverly, would you do the honors?
Father God, we thank you. We thank you first for waking us up this morning, waking us up in our right mind. But more importantly than all of the things that you've done for us, that you're doing for us, that you've done for us, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, and your love and kindness. We thank you for always, Lord, always meeting our needs. You meet our needs sometimes so much that there are no wants. And I just want to give you the praise and the honor. And thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for touching the men and women that are on the streets that are needing you. Thank you for delivering those that are in drugs and in prison and their minds, for delivering them. And, Lord, more importantly than all things, we thank you. We just give you the praise and honor, and we thank you for being our God. Thank you for loving us so much that you carry us through the trials and tribulations. You lift us up. You send family and friends around when we don't know what to do for ourselves. You always send someone to give us an encouraging one. You always take care of the pains and aches that we go through. We don't know how we get through from day to day, but I know that it's only you. It's only you. I've been down roads myself. We talk to people every day in Granny's Place. We talk to people in those apartments over there that are going through things. But, Lord, we know that if they just surrender, they look to you and they give you the praise, they give you the honor, and they submit to your will, Lord, and submit that you are the God and there is no one else but you. And, Lord, we just thank you for just honoring them, for just loving them and caring for them, even though they may not know that they need you. But, Lord, you've always been so kind and so merciful and so loving. And I just want to give you the praise and the honor today. And thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. And, Lord, I pray that you'll heal those that are sick at our church, First Free Will, those at Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, at Strong Arms Church of God in Christ. Bless Pastor Henderson, Pastor Wells, Pastor Morton, Pastor Terry, and Pastor and Minister Joel Lewis. And we thank you for Joel Lewis, Lord. He's been a faithful board member for Granny's Place. And he is just a man to be looked up to and be appreciated. And we just thank you for him today. And we thank you for Lashonda, Lord, because she is a great woman of God, and she does so many, many things for people. And we just want to praise you and thank you for bringing them into Granny's Place Ministries. There's no way that Granny's Place Ministries would be still running and doing what we're doing if it wasn't for Joel and Lashonda Lewis. And I just thank you for them today, Lord. And I thank you for all things in the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Beverly, for that fervent prayer. And may God continue to bless you and your vision that God has given you. And we thank you for everything that you do. In the name of Jesus, we give it all glory and honor. Good night.
Yes,
thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us tonight. We will talk to you next Monday night. God bless. Talk
God
to
bless.
You later, babe.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.